Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Well, as always, happy to have you. And I'm sure you're happy to be here. Give me a call. Tell me how happy you are. 646-478-0616. And for you people who don't know your numbers, I'll spell that out. S-I-X-F-O-U-R-S-I-X. F-O-U-R-S-E-V-E-N-E-I-G-H-T-Z-E-R-O-S-I-X-O-N-E-S-I-X. Just punch all that into your phone apparatus and give me a call. Looks like Zigzag might be a little late to the party, as they say. Not a big problem there. I missed the entire party last Thursday. I was defeated by a migraine, which always blows. And it turns out Double Z actually tried to call me during the show, it looks like. I actually saw the call come in my delirium, and I ignored it, not because I was delirious. I would have loved to have talked on the show for briefly if I could muster up the strength without vomiting, but I actually thought the number... I had recognized the number incorrectly, and I thought it was coming from a salesperson in New York who's been hassling me for a work-related thing. So I ignored it. I didn't find out until later. But it was Double Z trying to give me a call. So Double Z, I apologize. I don't know if you can hear that. It's my wife going apeshit with my son who's outside playing with a neighbor kid. And this studio is not exactly soundproof. It is... acoustically treated so that within the studio things sound good. I hope my voice sounds okay, but it's not soundproof. Sounds can escape it, sounds can come in. But once they come in, they're dampened by the interior foam that I've put up. It's all very technical. Anyway, so what's going on today? Give me a call, 646-478-0616. Let me know what's happening. I'll tell you what's happened with me. Man, I went down a wormhole today, by which I mean I stumbled upon something on the internet, and next thing I knew, I was hours deep and just could not escape. And of course, it was related to UFOs. What happened to somebody on Reddit, or EDDIT.com, the front page of the internet, the self-proclaimed front page of the internet, which it may as well be because I don't do anything else on the internet except for skim Reddit. Somebody posted pictures and a link to, I'll follow up here later. Here comes Double Z. And we're back.
Good to be back. Sorry I was late, people.
That's cool.
Had Zigzag stuff to tend to, stuff that mere mortals cannot understand.
Ooh, hang on 1 second.
You're listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
Now we're back. Back.
Thank you, Johnny Diamond.
Johnny Diamond.
Good to be back. Sorry about the technical hiccups there. Apparently Rufus doesn't know how to dial the number.
I can't even count.
Thank God. That's going to come in handy when we start sharing money.
I'm sure, handy for you.
It will never be necessary for you to count, ever.
Great, because I'm bad at it. I'll just trust you to count everything and give me what I'm due.
I'm filing that away right now.
I'm sure.
You heard it, folks.
What's the number on that file?
00000001.
Oh, the same amount as my royalty check.
It's the that was digital code, so you'll never know what it really was because it's changing constantly.
Binary.
Just like my bank account numbers.
Yes, but they're always skyrocketing.
Well, it's tax day today, so I went and opened all new bank accounts so I could hide my money.
And you got a new ID and social security number?
Thank you. My name is now Don Pablo.
The only time you ever visit the dark net is on April 15th.
That's right, April 14th.
April 14th, right.
Yes, the dark net comes in very handy. I actually picked up a new liver and some fingerprints as well. They should be here on Tuesday.
Awesome.
It's going to come in handy. Those new fingerprints are, they're awesome. They're good stuff.
Yes, they are. I've got several layers on my hands.
Do you? The bitch is burning the old ones off. Just can get so fucking painful.
This is true.
So, Rufus, we missed you last week, my friend. Did you finally get rid of your headache?
Yeah, it's been a dull throbbing ever since then, but I've been living with that my whole life. I think it's the tumor or something. But, yeah, apparently you tried to call me from the show. And I,
yeah, we did. We reached out to you a few times, me and the listeners, trying to see what was going on. We never did get through. I thought at least we'd get your voicemail and leave you a message, but we didn't. That didn't even happen.
That's really strange. I actually did see the call come in.
Oh, you did?
But I thought it was I've been trying to avoid this work-related salesperson from New York, and I thought it was their number, so I was like, oh, good God. You know, I don't want to talk to this guy. You know how it is. You own a business.
Yeah, whatever, Rufus. We know you didn't want to talk to us. I had a couple people on the line that wanted to chat with you, but they ended up hanging up after you didn't answer.
Well, I'm sure they're back now, so give us a call, 646-478-6616.
If you've got the question you had for Rufus last week, give it up to him this week. He seems to be in a little better spirits than he was when his brain tumor almost erupted last week.
My spirits are quite good.
Your spirits are quite good. Good
yes.
to hear it.
How are you?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good. Not much new here, really. Colorado Springs got cold and snowed again.
Wow.
Let's say it was 75 on Saturday.
Was it really?
73 on Sunday. 43 on Monday, and 38 today.
Are you serious?
We're steadily going back into our fucking Arctic freeze, apparently.
Wow, I guess we got some of that in Texas, because it had been like, it was like mid to high 80s, and then yesterday the high was 60-something.
What the fuck?
Global warming.
Polar vortexes.
Yes.
And why is there never like a fucking desert vortex?
I think they call that the Dust Bowl in the 20s.
Do they? Was that the 20s?
Was it the 20s? I don't know.
I don't know. I just remember Tom Joad.
The only thing I know about Tom Joad is I think Springsteen wrote a song about him.
I think also so did, what's that band? Shit. Tom Morello's their guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, no.
Tom Joad or something.
I think they covered the Springsteen song.
Oh, did they? Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. I think that's
no.
the cover of Springsteen song, yeah.
Really?
I mean, obviously, it sounds different.
I saw that Linda Ronstadt was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wait, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes, yes. And why, I don't. I'm not even sure what. If I'm thinking correctly about Linda Ronstadt, she just sings covers anyway. She doesn't have any original music.
What's up with that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It's basically
worthless. Apparently you can pay basically to fucking get in there. I guess Gene Simmons acted like a real cock-ass, though.
Well,
but I don't blame him. I don't blame him. They didn't want to let Kiss in, right? And then they kind of had to. And then Kiss said, well, we're not playing at the Rock and Roll Hall at their induction.
It's because they know that it's totally fucked. It's because they know that there's people like Linda Ronstadt getting voted in. So they're like, obviously it's a sham.
Apparently the reason was because he didn't want to play with the other two founding members of KISS. He doesn't get along with
That whole KISS dynamic, what's his, Peter Criss. That whole KISS dynamic is weird, man.
That's why Zig Zag can never have any, or why Hypersoft can never have any more members. Because it's just going to be Rufus and Zig Zag and those other two guys.
Right.
They're just like stand-ins.
Especially not a member like Gene Simmons, who's never had a drop of booze or any kind of drug in his entire life, and obviously that's made him a little nuts.
You know, who else is like that? What's his face? The Motor City Madman, Ted Nugent.
Yeah, and he's
I mean, obviously not experimenting with drugs or alcohol makes you fucking mental.
Yeah, and I like both of those guys from like a distance. Like, I like to perceive them doing their thing. But, dude, I could not be in a band or any sort of business endeavor with either one of those motherfuckers.
I bet they're both Leos, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think so?
I don't know. I'm a Leo.
I'm a Leo, too. That's what I mean.
That's why we can never sober up.
I bet we better check that and see if they're Leos. I guarantee that at least one of them. Let's see Gene Simmons' sign.
So, apparently, sober Leos are completely insane, but very
totally
successful.
Let's see. August 25th.
Oh, then he's a Virgo.
Yeah, he's a cusper.
Yep.
All right. Who else was it? Ted Nugent.
Yours is 21st or 23rd.
Yeah. 21st. I'm on the cusp.
You're the day before me.
You're really on the cusp.
Yeah, I'm straddling it. I got one foot in Virgo.
Ted Nugent, born December 30th, is a douchebag. It just says he's a douchebag. It doesn't.
That's
doesn't say anything about his sign.
That's a messy constellation.
That is. Very, yeah, it's a stinky one, too.
It's a stinky one. It smells like Pisces.
He was born in December, so whatever the fuck that makes him. Not a
Santa Claus?
Or a Virgo, just a straight-up douchebag. Yes, it makes him Santa Claus. But I was listening to him on the radio the other day, and, you know, these guys talk, you know, their big deal is eat everything you kill, blah, 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 you know, and he does that, and he fucking donates what he doesn't eat to charity and all that shit. Fuck you. He gets off on fucking killing things. I mean, let's be honest.
Of course, yeah.
Because, I mean, you eat everything you kill or whatever, there's no fucking way. I mean, this is a guy who hunts, like, all day every fucking day. He'd be, like, 500 pounds.
That's right.
Do people that are, because they give this food to these food banks, do these people know that they're getting, like, fucking deer and shit, or do they just assume it's hamburger and shit like that, you think?
I don't know. I mean, I guess in those rural areas, they probably know it's, like, an elk or a deer or a fucking wild hare. I don't know.
I don't see Americans doing that. I've seen fucking people on food stamps being like, I won't eat it. I won't eat fucking deer.
Maybe New York people on food stamps. Not Arkansas food stamp people.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
Their food stamps have pictures of deer on them.
We'll just have some squirrel. They actually have squirrel meat and call it deer meat.
That's right. The squirrel deer.
This is deer, I swear, honey. This is just a tiny little deer.
It's a baby.
Fucking rat pelt hat.
Making squirrel hats for their babies.
Little squirrel onesies.
Oh, my God, dude. This will fucking blow your mind. So my dad's a hunter, but he's not like one of these sportsman guys. Like, he'll kill like two or three deer every year, and he really does use it all. He'll like take the hide and make chairs and shit.
And he should. Good for your dad. I mean, I don't have anything against people that hunt.
But when I was a kid, he was like even into it more, and he would hunt like every season there was. So he'd do like turkey season or whatever. And there's a season called rodent season where you can hunt like raccoons and squirrels and shit like that.
Thought you could do that year round.
I think if they're infesting your house, maybe.
Oh, okay.
But I remember wondering if he killed a squirrel or something that has little feet. And, you know, he butchered it and cut it up and did some kind of stew, I guess. And he gave me the feet because I was like, those are cool. So he gave me the feet, and I kept these feet in a fucking cigar box with Legos for like a year. And I'd take them out and, like, bend their little toes, and you could pull the little tendons and make them, like, you know.
Shut up!
I swear to God, it freaked my mom out. I had these four little squirrel feet in my box of Legos. For like a year.
What did CPS think of that?
There was no CPS back then. It's the good old days.
That's why everybody, that's why families stayed together.
That's right.
CPS wasn't there to fuck it up.
Now I have to kill homeless people to get my hands.
Yeah. And your working ears and whatnot, too.
That's right. And my fingerprints and livers.
And that mask that you wear, the homeless man mask.
I call her Susie.
Oh, it's a woman?
Yes, it's a woman.
I thought it does have a very nice mouth.
She's my sister and lover.
Your sister lover. Isn't that a show on TLC?
I think it is. It's followed by, it's right before My Five Wives or whatever the fuck's going on there.
My brother, son.
There's a cartoon called Uncle Grandpa on a Cartoon Network that I've never seen, but this conversation made me think of it.
Uncle Grandpa. I get it, I think.
I don't know.
Maybe I don't.
I don't get it.
It's too clever for us.
It is.
It's fucking simpletons. We are simpletons. So what's going on there? Got any new dog stories to tell us? Anything with the dogs?
Apparently they both escaped right before the show.
Are you serious?
Yeah, my little boy was playing outside with a neighbor kid. My wife opened the door to yell at him about something, you know, like say out of the street. And when she had the door open, both the dogs just bolted. So
right into the street.
Maybe
right
I'll
the street.
Maybe they'll come back. Maybe they won't. I don't know.
Yeah, they always come back, don't they? Now, are you out in the middle of nowhere? Is your street fairly well-traveled or not?
It is, but it's a dirt road, you know, and it's the houses aren't exactly close together, and it's kind of cool out here. One
dirt
dog
road,
does
huh?
come back. Yeah, it's a dirt road, authentic dirt road.
Cool. Must be out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, too bad you can't hunt out here, because deer just fucking, there's like always like seven deer in our backyard.
You don't have to, you just run up and tackle one.
They're pretty tame. I bet I could.
Get to the ground.
That's right. I just pretend to give one a carrot, and then I stab him in the neck with it.
The rest of them. And plunge your hand in and tear its heart out, fucking Ted Nugent style.
That's right. And then you eat the beating heart.
And then you try to grow your hair and beard into looking like one. Apparently that's what he's trying to do.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, that just goes to show you there's somebody for everyone that he's been married 8 fucking times.
Has he really?
I don't know. It's something like that.
Did he use all the meat from his first wives?
I'm sure he did, and he probably made a sister lover out of it, too.
Oh, that Motor City Madman's wearing human skin again on stage.
Oh, no. Someone call CPS.
He stitched it together with beard hair.
Do you remember that he had that, he had a show, like a reality show?
Did he?
Yeah, it was like, oh, what was it? And the whole premise was like a couple dudes and a chick or two sort of like had to, it was like Survivor meets.
Oh yeah,
bow and arrow.
I do kind of remember that.
That is so fucking retarded.
Wow.
I watched it, I must admit, but it was more like to, so I could fucking say that I hated fucking Ted Nugent. Although I love his music.
Yeah.
I just don't like who Ted Nugent is.
It
doesn't
first
make his music not good. It just makes him a fucking dickhead.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about you, Ted. Feel free to call us, 646-478-0616. Let us know what you think, Ted.
I'm sure he's listening.
I'm sure he probably is.
Actually,
I still think we should get David Lee Roth to try to do the show.
You like his little Roth show? It's pretty cool, huh?
Dude, he was fucking stoned out of his mind.
Don't you think? Oh, my God.
He was worse than me. He was worse than me going off on tangents.
Well, I'm sure he gets the good stuff.
He does, obviously. You hear him, like you said, you can hear him smoking off camera.
Yeah, what's funny is I sent you that before I took a hit, and then I took a hit and watched it again, and I was like, oh, my God. I locked in to the DLR experience at that
point. I mean, he was there. I was with him. He was talking to the camera at one point. What did he say? I'm glad we're in this together. On the day they run, glad to have you with me. I can't remember what it was. I was like, that's all right, Dave. I'll fucking take that. That was pretty good.
I mean, love him or hate him, he's charismatic, man.
He really is.
I mean, he makes you feel like you're just on a bar stool next to him.
And he would entertain the fuck out of you, obviously. I think Dave,
oh, yeah,
just is like Sammy Davis Jr. or something. He's just like fucking born to be an entertainer.
Yeah, he would fit in with the Rat Pack, I think.
I mean, with Sammy at least, because you know what? Sammy started Shining Shoes and shit like that, right?
Well, he was black.
That's what I mean. I don't know if he did or not. But I'm glad that you understood where I was going with that, Rufus.
I know how racist you are.
I don't hide behind my, I don't lie about it.
You stand in front of the burning cross. You don't hide behind it.
No way, man. You get burnt if you stand behind it.
That's right.
You got to be out front. No, I'm not tolerant of anyone.
You're not racist. You just say that.
I'm not racist. I'm just not tolerant.
That's true. I'm pretty fucking
impatient. There's a difference, right?
I don't care if you're black, white, or green. I pretty much fucking hate you.
You fucking annoy the fuck out of me. I guarantee you that.
That's right. When I meet you, you have an uphill battle to prove it.
Right.
Fucking
you know,
time.
I just come to realize that most people are fucking idiots.
Most people are idiots.
I mean, you know, same as the people listening to this show, the other people in the world are fucking idiots.
Yes, they are.
I mean, I'm even talking about people that I hang out with.
Me too, including you.
Yeah, I mean, you're a fucking idiot. No doubt about it. So you're a tolerable idiot.
Well, I know how to bend and shape my idiocy in an entertaining way. Most people just sort of bump around in the fucking world.
Sort of a jester.
Yeah, I'm a court jester.
Bring out your shine box, court jester.
My shine box. I'm going to put some bells on my hat.
Yes. Well, I told you how I got ripped up. I'm actually headed back to Chicago tomorrow.
Take some more shoes with you.
Yeah,
stop by that guy and be like, you did such a great job. Here's all my shoes.
Come on, Shine King. Pick a brother up.
Shine King.
Should have tossed the fucking nickel into the gutter. See what fucking would happen. I wouldn't be here doing the show tonight. I guarantee that.
No, the cops would have found your shoes with your feet in them tossed over a bridge.
Over a bridge, is that what you said?
Yeah, you're breaking up. Am I breaking up?
You're breaking up.
No.
You're breaking up.
You're breaking up.
Now you're back. Oh.
Whoa, you sounded like Darth Vader. Because you're breaking up. Your image is frozen. Can you hear me? I'll tell you what, since we're having technical difficulties, I'm going to kick off a song here.
After a hard day's work, a tray of fingers itching, open them all to mirth. Spend all day slinging sandies at the local sub shop. Yeah, the only thing that gets me through it is a whole bunch of coming in hot. Yeah, beer is blue, that's what it's for. Yeah, beer is good.
Listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
That's pro, man.
Can you do that voice for us right now, please?
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. You're listening to Zigzag and Rufus.
Nicely done. You have to give that voice a name.
I do. So, like, we have Rod Stiffy. We have what's the other guy you said but when you logged on? Johnny Electro? What, Johnny?
Like Johnny Diamond or something.
Johnny Diamond.
That was that guy's voice. But you need to come up with a better name than that. That voice deserves some fucking credit.
I want to write it down anyway. Johnny Diamond. What was the other guy?
Rod Stiffy.
Rod Stiffy. Hey, I know that you're currently in Colorado, but you're from Indiana, right?
That is correct. I am from the great state of Indiana.
I don't want to shame you, your home state here, but did you see or hear about the Wheel of Fortune guy from Indiana U?
I did. He did not know how to say Achilles.
Oh, he didn't know quite a bit more than that.
Why? What else did he not know?
Dude, he fucked up like three of them.
He did?
Yeah, so the first one was all...
No child left behind.
All the letters were filled in, every one of them, and he had the $1 million, like the little sliver between the bankrupt ones. And
right.
He had it.
That was the Achilles one, right?
Yes, and he said mythological hero Achilles.
Well, it was like even worse than that. It was like Achalat. I don't know. I think he said Cadillac.
It was pretty fucking dumb on this guy's part. But then the next one, there's another one where he, again, was, like, up by a shitload of fucking money. And they were all there except for one letter. And the clue was person, right? And it said, world's fastest blank A-N. And he said, can I have a C? Like, it's world's fastest can. And Pat Sajak was like, no, there's no C. So the bitch next to him was like, I'll solve it. World's fastest man.
Jeez. The chick next to him made out like a fucking bandit.
No kidding. She's the luckiest broad on the planet.
She's the luckiest bitch ever to be on. Did you see where he's like now suing them for racism?
Shut up.
He is. Yeah. I saw that right before we got online.
Well, it's...
He's not. Him and Johnny Cochran. Is Johnny Cochran still alive?
I think he was killed by the white man.
Hmm. That's right, he was. I think he was killed by Clinton.
And there was a third fuck up that this guy did that I don't remember what it was. I'm actually watching it now. That's why I'm looking over here.
I can't even see your picture. You disappeared.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I just can't see you.
So he's up $12,000 and he just got the car.
Oh, the half of the car?
No, this is the world's fastest can, is what he thinks it is.
Oh,
for a person, even though it's the world's fastest man.
You think he just was overthinking everything?
I think you were lucky to have been educated in Texas.
Do you really? Well, I don't know. I fell through the cracks in Indiana first.
This doesn't bode well for the Indiana upper education system.
Does not, but yeah, definitely does not bode well for IU, that's for sure. I saw he was wearing his IU shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of people doing that joke up here.
The third one was, he said on the spot dice spin, and it was on the spot decision.
What in the hell?
Dice spin is such a common phrase.
Sure, it's probably going to come out that he was, like, high on marijuana or something, and so it'll be okay.
He looks totally straight-laced and clean, though, man.
Well, that's because they did him up like that on The Price is Right. That's probably not how he looks in real life.
That's true.
He probably has dreads.
Yeah, they put his dreads under a bald cap.
Right, and then put a piece of hair over it to make him look like Tiger.
So, speaking of cocaine.
Yes.
I watched a pretty good documentary last week called The Cocaine Cowboys. Have you seen this?
You know what? I saw, like, the last 2 minutes of it. Now, is this the one where that guy was talking about somehow he wrote this lady a letter in jail, and she just turns out to be some huge cocaine kingpin?
I don't know if that's related. It doesn't sound like this, although there was a woman kingpin involved. She was called the grandmother.
Right, yes.
Yeah, but the whole story is fucking, it's all about how Miami went from being this dull, boring little place in the 50s and 60s to, like, the fucking place where all drugs in America came in through the late 70s and early 80s. And it's done with interviews.
You're listening to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag and Rufus.
I love that background music is brilliant. Where the fuck did you get that from?
It's just some stock audio from Pond 5.
That just sounds awesome. Sounds very 50s, like a happy hour. Really, it does. Like lounge music.
That's what I was going for.
Good job, Ruf. Good job. So, the Toshiba's back up and running again. The power of Toshiba.
I don't know what the fucking deal is. It this happened to us live on air a couple of weeks ago, too. But only then. It literally just the whole thing died. All lights went off. Nothing. And it's plugged in. You know, of course, I plug it in for the show, so it doesn't die.
Right.
And it wouldn't power on. I plugged it. I replugged everything and reattached everything. I took the battery out and put it in.
Did that work?
And that worked. It started booting up, but as soon as it booted up, it said your battery is critically low. Plug your computer in. Well, my computer was plugged in, and now that it's booted, it shows like full fucking battery. So I don't know what's going on. The world is conspiring against us.
Usually, when the fucking battery starts doing stupid shit like that, the computer's on its fucking last leg.
Oh, great. Well, so I won't be buying Toshiba again.
What made you buy Toshiba in the first place?
It was an impulse buy. We had gone to animal shelter was doing a thing where you could go and adopt dogs, and it was in the parking lot of a big shopping center with a Best Buy and an Office Depot and everything. This is where we got Little Lyle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and while the wife was doing the paperwork for that guy, I went into Office Depot just to actually use the restroom, and I walked down the laptop aisle, and it was like $400, so I said, okay, and picked it up, but could have spent that money on beer.
It works for a year. I mean, I'm pretty sure that they think that that's the life cycle of a fucking computer now. It's like
ridiculous.
A disposable razor. I got razor blades older than that fucking computer.
I'm sure you do. There's at our cabin, we have a family cabin in Johnson City. It's got a refrigerator in there. There was a wedding present to my grandparents. It's been repaired once.
I can't believe it ever even needed a fucking repair.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what, speaking of shit like that, since the summer is about to be on us, every year I have to get my air conditioner charged, okay?
Charged, okay.
Which means they fill it with Freon because it has a slow leak and slowly is ruining the atmosphere by leaking Freon. But
that's fine.
Twice I had it. Sometimes you get a guy who will charge it. Sometimes you get a guy who's like, no, you need a new fucking whole deal. So this guy comes out. I'm like, just recharge it. Right? I don't care. You know, they're like, well, it's going to be $300. I'm like, well, what's the alternative? He's like, well, get a new air conditioner. I'm like, is that more than $300?
Yeah.
You know, no, that's fucking $5,000.
Right.
So, no, I want it charged. You know, it's not going to run efficiently. You're going to have a fucking high electric bill. They give you that whole fucking spiel.
Right.
So the guy says to me, you know, he's looking at the air conditioner. This is one guy who obviously wasn't. He said he fixed it, but he really didn't fucking do anything. He's like, it's pulling warm air. I can feel it now, which was total bullshit. So he's telling me, give me the whole spiel about the day of the 40-year air conditioner is over and all this shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they don't make them to last 40 years and all that shit anymore. I'm like, well, luckily this one's only 36 years old.
Oh, you got some mileage left on it.
Yeah. I mean, those guys, if you're an air conditioning plumbing guy, hats off to you because you have the ability to write your own fucking check, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you can hold people fucking hostage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then, this one guy, turns out my mom's cousin's nephew, yeah, it's backwoods here in Colorado Springs, but he services them for a living.
Uh-huh.
So he came over and juiced me up. $70 is all he charged me, whatever
nice.
The materials were. Yeah, it was a nice deal. But he's telling me about this guy he used to work for that would take, like, have something would be wrong. Like, say something's wrong with your air conditioner. You call this guy, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he tells you, you know, you're going to need a new unit, blah, blah, blah. And then this guy would run people's credit and see how much fucking good credit they could get for what? Like with his store and max them fucking out, like tens of thousands of dollars.
You're kidding.
No, he like preyed on old people. He still does, I'm sure.
Wow, that is fucking insane.
Yeah, it's, and my mom's cousin's nephew, yes, I said it again, he's like, I can't fucking work for a guy that would do that to people. I mean, he's talking about people on fixed incomes.
Right.
He would tell the people, like, well, you need to borrow some money from your kids or something.
Oh, my God, that's horrible.
Yeah, seriously. But what do you do? I mean, when it gets fucking hot out, I mean, you can't. We tried that summer at Roehampton without air conditioning.
Does it get that hot in Colorado? Does it get that hot during the summer?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Really?
It gets to be 100 degrees, 92 degrees. And it's humid, too, which is even worse.
That is worse.
I mean, the dry heat's not that bad like you guys got in Texas, but the humidity up here in Colorado Springs is fucking crazy balls.
Damn.
So, let's see. Read me something weird. Did you see anything weird in the news today? I mean, you know what? I saved something in my Hyper Show prep. Let me see what I got here. Hyper Sloth Show prep.
Yeah, I had something, but of course I lost everything when my computer disintegrated. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, this. Have you ever seen that People of Walmart photos?
Oh, yeah. I've been to Walmart like four times.
I must have bookmarked one right here.
It's so goddamn.
Oh, it was the nastiest lady ever showing her fucking tits at Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then there's the one. Tulsa, Dateline, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Police are looking for answers after a woman is caught making meth inside the Walmart at 81st and Lewis Street.
Inside the Walmart?
Yes, yes. Listen to this. Police say Alicia Halfmoon, that's her name. I'm guessing that is her stage name, but gathered the ingredients from throughout the store and started building a meth lab on a store shelf. She had been in the store for more than 6 hours.
What?
Yes, according to an arrest report, police observed Halfmoon on security tape mixing the chemicals. When Halfmoon was arrested, she'd already mixed two containers of sulfuric acid.
Wow.
Sulfuric acid. That's what you snort up your fucking nose onto your brain. I mean, that when you snort something up your nose, dude, you saw that on that I Am thing, remember? Or no, I saw it on the thing on that Liebermuth for the Oil Del Rey. They have a commercial for making perfumes. And if you sniff something up your nose, it's as close to outside of your body that your brain gets.
Well, yeah, it's all like thin mucous membranes, and it's
right.
Fucking there, right?
Yeah.
Man, I've been snorting that shit all day, actually.
You look like it.
So it was in Walmart. Are they sure that this wasn't like a demonstration?
It was a how-to?
Workshop, yeah.
It was like she came over. That she was supposed to be doing it at Lowe's, like one of their Saturday things.
You sign up, you can build a deck or make meth.
Right, build a deck, make meth. Whatever. We got something for everybody. Everybody needs a hobby.
It's all-inclusive.
I mean, I wonder how long it would take. So basically she mixed the shit up and then was waiting around, you think?
Well, I've seen Breaking Bad. You got to wait around.
Right. Usually they have a beer. Maybe she fucking went over to the cooler section and tossed back a few while she waited.
She probably just got to grab a box of wine.
She got a box of wine and pulled up a couple of fucking lawn chairs with an umbrella right in front of her active meth lab.
That's right. Jesus
Christ.
Nothing
to see here.
She was
an active meth lab.
She was smart. She would have built it by the wall of TVs.
The idea is that she got that far along. I mean, what if she's setting off a fucking bomb in there and these guys are just watching her on videotape?
Oh, my God. I was in a Walmart a few years ago, and we were just walking by doing what the fuck ever, and one of the employees jokingly said, well, I guess he was joking, to another employee, yeah, I'm going to blow a fucking bomb up in here. And I looked at my wife, and I was like, that's not really funny, but anyway, let's keep shopping. And then sure enough, 10 seconds later, they evacuated the entire fucking store.
No shit.
Yeah, and there was like a bomb threat, and a fucking bomb squad showed up, and it was just some pimply-faced fucking teenager thought he was being funny.
Now he's doing fucking 10 to 12 in Huntington.
Exactly.
Fucking...
I'm sure they have a Walmart wing at the local county lockup.
With this lady and that dude hanging out together. She looks like she probably was good-looking before meth ravaged her face.
And meth can fuck you up or even can make you better-looking if you need to drop a few pounds.
Well, she went through the drop a few pounds to drop too many pounds.
If you have too many teeth.
Of course, she's not smiling, so I have to assume that she has no teeth.
No. She's just...
Of course, wouldn't it be hilarious that in her booking photo, she's just fucking sitting there smiling?
I'd mug it up, man. If I got arrested for anything, I would
you
pretend like that's my headshot. You know?
Look at me.
I'd give it a wink. What, the guns.
There you go. Give it to Fonz.
The Fonz. Hey.
Chachi. No, I've actually never had seen. I've heard about the fabled people of Walmart, but I must admit, I spent like a good half an hour going through the pictures and laughing my ass off till I saw myself. Then it wasn't funny anymore.
Well, how often do you go to Walmart?
Oh, I'm at Walmart once a fucking week.
I know.
For sure.
Me too. I feel so fucking dirty when I'm in there. But
hey, you got to save money.
That's it. Here
nothing wrong with stuff being imported from China like the Bud Buddy.
Here in small town Texas, man, if you need something like a juicer, where the fuck are you going to get a juicer except for Walmart?
Nowhere.
You know? Nowhere.
It's almost to the point, Rufus, where are you going to get hardware? Where are you going to get fucking anything?
Right. Now, the only thing that they can't really muscle in on is like, you know, there's people here that need things like baby chickens. And horse saddles and
you know, whips
and shit.
Honestly, I'm surprised because some places Walmart sells that kind of shit.
Oh, wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, there's a place here called Big R.
Yeah?
You ever heard of Big R? See, it's like a – it's almost as big as a Walmart, but it sells all nothing but farm implementation and fucking baby chicks and
– Like tractor supplies.
Like that. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's like.
I love those places.
I love them, too, but a place like that is fucking expensive.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get it. I mean, that's why I go to Walmart. I can't I've looked for chainsaws at both places, right? And the same exact chainsaw was like $100 more at Big R than it was at Walmart. I mean, $100, that's a big fucking deal.
I know. I mean, I feel bad shopping at Walmart. But it's not – I don't feel bad shopping at Walmart because it's Walmart, but I do – I mean, I understand the people Walmart thing is the extreme.
I understand
time,
too. I do.
Every time I'm in there, I swear to God, every third person I look at, I'm like, how did you get that way? What the fuck is – how did you become that person?
You know, just what you need to do is get a camera and just follow around a fucking random person for a day and see what the fuck happens. Without them accepting it.
That's
how
we suggest that.
Camera.
Yeah.
What the fuck happens?
It'd be like more like a National Geographic thing.
You see, what do you think someone would do if you just like started following them around with a fucking camera
and talking about them like they're a wild animal? Look at this guy, just looking like dick.
Right, exactly.
Look at this. He's getting a scooter. He's
oh
only 400 pounds. He should be able to walk.
That's the mullet-headed retard.
The mullet-headed retard. Mullet Maximus Retardius.
someone would go fucking postal on you.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee you would get hurt.
Well, they could get a fucking AR-15 right there in Walmart and shoot your ass.
They could. They would be well within their rights if they lived in Texas.
It's funny. I was in Walmart the other day, and I went down. I was looking at baseball gloves and stuff for my kid. And I walked by the showcase that had fucking machine guns in it. And I was like, this is Walmart, man. That's awesome.
See, but the deal is now with Walmart, right, they can't sell. They either can sell the guns and not the ammunition or just the ammunition.
I don't know, but that's a good point because I didn't see any boxed ammunition anywhere.
Yeah, I think that is the deal with that. I think they passed some kind of law because didn't, like in the early 90s, some guy went to a Walmart or something and loaded up and fucking opened fire on people right in the fucking store.
Yeah. I think that happened more recently than the 80s, or at least.
Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't that long ago.
Remember
when that guy shot up that fucking McDonald's? That was in Texas, right?
Oh, man, I don't remember that.
Or that Luby's. It was Luby's.
Yeah, it was Luby's. And there was a congresswoman. I don't know if she's still an active congresswoman who's a gun lobbyist. And she was there, and her parents got fucking killed in that fucking shootout. And so her whole thing was like, if I had a gun, I could fucking take them out. But, yeah, she was there. Yeah, I remember that in that Luby's.
That was – where was that there? I remember that happened when I lived in Texas, I think.
Yeah, it was in the 90s.
Yeah, October 16th, 1991. East Central Texas Expressway. Where the fuck was this at? Where were they?
East Central Texas Expressway.
Let's see. Well, why wouldn't it give you the address? It says 1705 East Central Texas Expressway. Is that 35?
I've never heard of any street referred to as Texas
Expressway.
It's
happening in Killeen.
Oh, Killeen. Okay.
Killeen's north of Austin, right? Killeen's one of those things where you see the thing for Killeen all the fucking time, then you're like, where the fuck is it again?
Yeah, I think it's south-ish.
Is it?
Austin. Because I remember seeing a lot of Killeen signs when I lived in San Marcos, and I made the San Marcos to Austin drive a lot.
All
Matt's
right.
Murder. Wow. A Glock 19 and a Ruger P-89. What an amateur. Could have gone to Walmart and got an AR-15.
Could have gone to Walmart and got a fucking shotgun and probably taken out many people. God, he took out quite a few people, though.
We should start a website called The People of Lubies and just post pictures of dead people.
There you go. That surely garners some national attention.
That's cool. I don't know why I said that. I feel bad.
Because you're sick. Because you're a sick person.
I am sick.
George Hennard. I wonder what the fuck his backstory is. I'm sure it's interesting. We'll never know because he hid in the bathroom like a coward and shot himself.
God, those fucking bastards always killing themselves.
I know. That is sick. I mean, it's why I really, I just can't understand. And this was like the first of this kind of shit to start happening, wasn't it?
Oh, here we go. Hennard also approached 32-year-old Susanna Huff, that's the congresswoman, I think she's the cousin, and her parents.
Just in the VIP.
That's right. Huff reached for her .38 revolver in her purse, only to remember she had left it in the vehicle to comply with the law.
Oh,
so
no.
She was reaching for a gun to shoot the motherfucker, but her gun was in the truck.
No way.
Yeah, because you can't take a gun into a public place unless you're going to kill a bunch
unless
of people.
Unless you're going to shoot somebody with it.
That's right.
God, now was that, let's see, approach. Now, was that before or after he shot all these other people?
I don't know.
The first victim was local veterinarian Michael Griffith, who ran the driver's side of the pickup to offer assistance to the driver after the truck crashed through the window. Oh, my God. Guy ran over to fucking help him
and got shot.
He shot him.
Jesus.
What the hell? Wow. What a fucking sick fucker.
Hey, welcome to the VIP section. It's always
welcome to the VIP. Thing. We're gonna cheer it up a little bit in the VIP, and maybe we should talk about our upcoming pilot that we're gonna be putting together here, Rufus. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I think we should definitely do that. I think that's a great opportunity for the sloth to get in front of some fucking open minds.
I think it is. I'll tell you what, though. Speaking of VIP, I need to go VIP.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Should I spin a song?
Spin something. Spin it for us, DJ. Spin
it. I'll spin an internet love song.
Yes, please do.
That's long enough that I can maybe squeeze out a poop.
Oh, maybe you could.
I'll try.
Remember, you got 4 minutes and 32 seconds.
That's plenty of poop time.
Depends on how close the bathroom is.
That's right. I might come in here walking funny with the turd hanging out of my...
Enjoy your turd.
Starting the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat room for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire. Oh yeah. I spy a little honey with a red hot font. I could tell by how she types exactly what she wants. I go to make her mind with a smooth point and click. Pretty soon she'll be on my digital. Surfing the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat room for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire. Sitting at my keyboard with my custom-made golden spike ears on, transmitting the groove.
I send her a picture of me composed out of commas and silicones, and she likes what she sees. Of course she does.
Excellent timing.
Excellent, excellent. I was, while we were on the break there, I was looking at more of these pictures of people of Walmart.
Oh, no.
And there is this picture of this lady who, she's wearing flip-flops, and her toenails are like 4 fucking inches long.
Oh, my
God. She's growing like straight out of her feet. It's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life.
Are they well kept? Are they painted?
No, they were painted, I think, red. But well kept is the fucking right word for them. Definitely not the right word. You ever see that? Why is that guy Cat Williams always having a fucking breakdown?
It's his shtick.
Is it?
Well, he's like 4'1", so he's always pissed at the world. Trust me.
He got in some trouble at Walmart, right?
Oh, did he really? I was thinking about his stand-up
like
act.
A year ago or something, he got in trouble for, like, fucking attacking someone in a Walmart parking lot or some shit or harassing somebody.
Jeez.
He's a fucking – if you watched his stand-up, obviously.
Yeah.
He's fucking on something, dude. You don't sweat and trot around like that not fucking high on PCP or some shit.
He strikes me as somebody who tries way too fucking hard. And whether that's drug-induced or he's just insecure, I don't know. But I every time I watch him, I never laugh. I'm just like, ugh.
Do you remember that show
with
one of the Wayans brothers where he's, like, raising a family? Did you ever see – what the fuck was the name of that show?
I know what it is. I know what it is. I can't think of the name, but I know what you're talking about.
It's called My Homies, right?
Yeah.
Or Homie the Clown Had a Family. Was he Homie the Clown?
The Homie the Clown car. His whole family lived in the clown car.
Was he Homie the Clown?
One of the Wayans brothers was yeah.
That guy? I can't remember. Anyways, it was an all right show, but Cat Williams was in it, and his character was actually kind of funny in the show. But after watching his stand-up, I was like, Cat Williams is a fucking retard. Come on, Cat. I'll beat your ass, motherfucker. Call me up. Call me!
You can fit him in your pocket.
I'm talking to you, brother. Call me, bitch. Call me, asshole.
He's a,
7806 West.
He's a coward.
Fuck.
You know he's listening, too. Him and Ted Nugent. Yeah, probably hanging out together.
They're probably fucking making sweet love to each other somewhere. How can they both be fucking bottoms?
What? Got like a dildo that they back up to, a double-headed dildo that they back up to.
Well, Cat Williams is so small, it probably just fits inside. His entire body fits inside
Ted
Nugent. Yeah.
Giving Ted a colonoscopy as we speak.
Oh, my God.
The visual colonoscopy.
Making jokes about all the polyps he sees. Look at that polyp. Look at it.
That polyp hates niggas.
That's right. White polyps look like this, and black polyps look like that.
Black polyps all over.